in the current system, the foster children, when they leave, you know, in an out-of-home placement, they're in a different community. And so the foster care parents have to find access to a doctor, behavioral consultations, therapies, a dentist who will take these kids. Every time the child moves, it's likely he loses contact with those providers and he has to start all over again. And frequently we've heard, well, you know, I can't find a dentist who will work for this fee, or we can't get access to a psychiatrist. And we said, you know, we need to do better by these kids. We need to ensure that they have at least stability in the people who are supplying their behavioral, the mental health, and the medical services. So we wanted to have what we call a medical home, which is not a brick-and-mortar facility. It's a method of delivering coordinated care and continuity of care to targeted individual populations. And so Children's Hospital is serving as the coordinated care deliverer, or our medical home, and they will be responsible for ensuring that every one of the kids enrolled in this program has access to all of the levels of care that are provided in the program.
When you say the children who are enrolled, will all foster children be enrolled?
It can't be mandatory, but many of the judges, when they do the placement, are able to make participation in the program part of the conditions of the placement. And then the child is allowed to stay in the program 1 year after they're reunited with their family or they're in a permanent placement, so that, again, they have a year of continuity of care, restabilizing as they go back into their home environment or another new environment, and just help them get their feet on the ground and keep their feet on the ground.
We know that children who are in the foster care system often have far more serious medical and mental health needs than their peers. So can you tell me about those disparities, you know, between kids in care and those who are not?
Well, that is part of the reason that many of them have difficulty finding access to providers. They are complicated. They are challenging. I mean, if life were easy, they probably wouldn't be in a foster care placement. And so the focus of this program is really about improving the outcomes for these kids, making sure that within 2 days of enrollment, they have a full assessment, that they're being treated by people who understand what we call trauma-informed care. That's the difference between saying, what's wrong with you, as opposed to what happened to you, and understanding then how to deal with the trauma that many of these kids have been through. You have to remember, a lot of these kids have seen, witnessed, or been victims of things we can't even begin to understand, and that does have an impact on their physical and mental behaviors as well.